This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And Dejan writes that he got fired because that's not how the process was supposed to go. And in fact, it exposed that part of the process as flawed. So Nunnally had to go. The process hasn't worked and it isn't working. And rather than realizing that he could make everyone forget about all of it by doing his part to add to the current team and win a few more games, Cherrington's obsessing over what's long since floated under the figurative bridge. There you go. You buy any of that?
I think there's obviously some truth to it. Like the process-oriented stuff, maybe not to the extreme that in every single case, but like there's more evidence than not that it is closer to every single case. To wit, who's batting cleanup tonight? Now, granted, he's been one of their best hitters, Rowdy Tellez. Who's still in the lot? You know what becomes real interesting in light of what Dejan writes there? Did Jack Sawinski literally save himself with a 3-for-3 game? I know Palacios is up now, but that's at the expense of Jones being on the IL. Did Sawinski originally get the designation of you're going to go down to the minors, but then he went 3-for-3 and that was all they needed to see was a little flicker of validation? Just all of that stuff in very generalized terms makes sense and rings true, because most of the guys that run teams now come from Ivy League schools or elite like academic institutions and frankly are probably not used to having their best laid plans go awry. I just think that this is a whole group of people who think that they are the smartest guy in the room more often than not.
See, I would think that he understands the economics of baseball, and when you're signing guys on one-year prove-it deals and they're not working a quarter or a third or halfway through the season, that you would be okay with punting on those guys or flushing those guys because you didn't invest much in them to begin with. The part of the, like, trust the process, we have a plan here, let's stick to the plan. If they went into the season and they projected that they were going to win 79 or 80 games, and they were okay with that. We're going to make more incremental progress, but we have young pitchers, and this isn't the year. Even though Jones has exceeded expectations, Skeens probably has even exceeded their own internal evaluations.
For sure.
Falter, for sure. You know, these guys have done things, starting pitching-wise, that they didn't have when they were writing out numbers in pencil. They had them worse off than where they are now. The fact that they have the starting pitching foundation that might boost or improve their record, they're not going to waver from their initial outlook because they're circling next year or the year after that.
I said that to you 2 days ago, that they probably viewed 25, 26, 27 as their real three-year window.
So that, I think, is where the process comes in. Like, I do think if Ben Cherington had sold Bob Nutting on the idea that 2024 was going to be the year, and when the whole thing started, when he interviewed for the job, you give me this job, I'm going to tell you right now, here's how I'm laying it out. By 2024, you can expect that the Pirates will be back in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If he said that and he thought the owner was going to hold him to that, I think the way he would look at their current situation would be much different, Chris. Because there would be self-preservation urgency in that situation. But if the owner is on board with the plan, even though we know what he said at the Sheets unveiling, if the owner is actually okay with a plan where they still get a little bit better this year, and the starting pitching looks like it's intact for next year. Yeah.
Then why say what he said at the Sheets unveiling?
I know.
Is that just chum for the public? Seriously. Is that just like...
No,
I
don't...
Is that a nice little morsel for the public to chew on?
It shouldn't be, because...
But is it? Whether it should be or it shouldn't be is irrelevant to me.
I'm going
to
say no, because his PR people have to tell him, and they're good enough at their jobs to know, if he makes empty promises or puts out hollow quotes... Those types of things, especially with him, fans will throw back in his face.
Tenfold. Repeat.
Yes. Yeah.
I know, but like the reason I ask you what you think the rationale behind them is, or whether it's just like lip service, is if you say all that and nothing ends up happening, what am I led to believe that it was? If you're the owner and you make those kind of statements at that Sheets thing.
Yep.
And nothing actually happens to... seem like it was motivated by what you said, then what was it? Even if your intent wasn't for it to be lip service, that's what it comes off as in retrospect. It's almost like the only way that doesn't come off that way is if Ben Cherington does make some sort of move. Or his process finally plays out. Sawinski hits 400 the next couple of months.
He did bring up guys getting better offensively, Nutting did, on the current team. And then we had Greg Brown say earlier in the week that that's where their improvement has to come from.
So that's all that backs up everything Deion's writing there, that it's process oriented.
The only other thing I can think of that makes sense is, does the owner think that his GM can make baseball trades that bring in hitters on longer term deals that aren't super expensive, that aren't like, this is a move that is strictly for or mostly about 2024, and he thinks those kinds of trades check all the boxes, and that's what he really wants his GM to be looking for and doing right now. Hey, let me put it this way. Whether we're four games out and it looks like it's going to be a struggle for us to make the playoffs or not, just overall in our system, we do not have enough hitters. We have a surplus of pitchers. The trade deadline is July 30th. Between now and July 30th, we need to find a way to get some more people in our cupboard that can hit the ball, because whether we're going to compete for the playoffs this year or in the future,
even if they're not ready till 2025, 26, we need players at that. So it's a longer range plan from him.
Well, like if they traded for one of these outfielders that is not even an arbitration yet, that's on the A's or the Rockies. I'm just throwing out random teams. Marlins.
Like White Sox.
White Sox. You could make the case that...
it's a long-range move.
It's not something that was about... The process was, the goal is to still make the playoffs in 2025, and we just made a deal that helps us do that.
Mm-hmm.
We gave up a young prospect, but we got a young... we got a young hitter in return.
We dealt from strength to augment a weakness.
Yeah. Like almost the kind of trades you see teams make more in the offseason than they do in the regular season.
So make a baseball trade in the long range might be what his marching orders still are.
That would be consistent with this quote-unquote process that Dejan's talking about in this article.
Then I will say all the urgency stuff from the offseason is all hogwash.
Yeah.
From everybody involved.
Yep.
Saying there's an urgency to win, I think Bob Nutting said that, or something very similar to that. Similar enough that I don't feel like I'm misquoting him. Ben Cherington echoed that urgency. It's hogwash.
How about this, though? Do they think that there's a step that's necessary between 76 wins last year and making the playoffs?
Teams go worst to first, not all the time, but regularly enough.
I know, but this is not, Sherrington is taking great pains to say we're not a microwave organization. We're not a minute rice organization.
The Diamondbacks went 10 wins better and got to the World Series.
I know.
It happens routinely in baseball, actually.
But what did Mackey say before the season started with us? Basically, he said if they won 81 games, they'd be thrilled.
It's just, how do you expect to inspire people on a grand scale in town with that?
Because that's kind of like 2012 with the Pirates, where it ended horribly.
It ended horribly, and people actually thought that was their best shot. It was surprising to many people that they won with the way they did the next year.
But my point is, they made progress off the year before. They went from, 70 wins to 79?
Okay, so they're on pace for what right now? They're 86 games in, they've won 41 of them.
They're on pace for, 78 wins?
Which would be an improvement of...
two.
Man, you aren't a microwave organization. That thing is a slow-cooking piece of bread.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Risk it right.
Oh, let's go. What number, Pony, at the 92 Rumble? You were there. What number?
Ooh,
can you remember?
Question.
what number this man came out in the Rumble without looking it up.
Maybe 22? Somewhere in there.
I can't fact check you to tell you that you're right or not, but well, I'll take your word for it.
I did a weekly show with Ben Roethlisberger, and that was cool. Doesn't stack up to what we've got going on right now. He won the first Royal Rumble. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. He's one of the great wrestlers of all time. And he is coming to Pittsburgh tomorrow night. 4th of July block party over at the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's one of their signature games every year. 7 o'clock kickoff for the Riverhounds and Monterey Bay FC. Yeah. And they have brought out the heavy hitters for this one. Hacksaw Jim Duggan will be there, and he joins us right now on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Hacksaw! Ho! Let's go! Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That's very good, fellas. That's, yeah, you know, ho, little Hacksaw. That's the way I got to start off a day, is a ho!
USA!
Kind of warms me up.
USA!
Gets the blood flowing.
USA!
Gets the air in the lungs.
Yeah!
I tell everybody should start the day off with a good ho.
Hacksaw, are you going to have...
I always ask Flair. I see Flair all the time. I say, Rick, how you doing? He's like, woo, woo. I'm like, Rick, are your trunks too tight or what? It's more like a ho.
Will you
he
be
knows
bringing...
a thing or two about hoes, doesn't yeah. he, Jim?
hey, brother, family show.
Hacksaw, first question. Will the 2x4 and the American flag be appearing with you tomorrow? Are you allowed to bring the 2x4?
I'm not sure they'll let me bring the board out nowadays, you know, but it'd be my honor to carry our flag. You know, and over the 40 years I've been wrestling, I carried our flag in every state in the union, every province in Canada, in 30 different countries. It's unbelievable the popularity of pro wrestling.
You are a guy who is a WWE Hall of Famer, as we said, first Royal Rumble champ. You won't know this about us because you've never talked to us before, but during the off season for football and when we're in the summer here, we have two TVs in the back, Hacksaw. One is usually on a random sport, and the other, I kid you not, is on various pay-per-view wrestling events throughout the years because we have the little subscription here. What is the biggest wrestling memory that stands out from your entire career, the one thing that you're always going to think about?
How about that
one? Well, you know, obviously the biggest feather in my cap was winning that first Royal Rumble. You know, folks said, well, you never were world's champion. You know, you were never tag team champion. You were never intercontinental champion. I said, I was lucky to win a match. Are you kidding? But that was my character. I don't care if I win the match, as long as I win the fight. But what I remember most, though, is as a kid, I lived in Glens Falls, New York, about 200 miles north of New York City. My dad would bring me and my sisters to Madison Square Garden to see the circus. So you only can imagine who my dad was, my best man at my wedding, to have my pop with me driving to New York, pull up in front of Madison Square Garden, see Hacksaw Jim Duggan versus Andre the Giant.
Oh, man.
I mean, a double whammy to be main event at the Garden and to be main event in there with Andre, it was an honor. And, you know, no matter what profession you're in, you know, arts, dance, whatever, you sell out the Garden, you sell out the Garden. And we had 22,000 jammed in the Garden. Andre beat the hell out of me.
Hacksaw, you're going to be in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a Bruno Sammartino town. Do you have any history
with him? Oh, I've met Bruno many times, yes, quite a man. Bruno was quite a man, an honor to meet Bruno.
What was he like? I mean, he grew up, actually lived near where I grew up around the suburbs of Pittsburgh, Hacksaw, but what was he like? Because he's from a different era before kind of the wrestling...
Golden Age.
Yeah, before the Golden Age. He kind of predated that even, correct?
Yeah, he sure did, but folks, especially up in the Pittsburgh, the Pennsylvania area, Bruno, everybody still knows Bruno, but he was a gentleman, and what a life story, you know, him and his mom hid from the Nazis in Italy as they chased him. I mean, and just a knowledge of wrestling and just the mainstay, you know, everybody said, well, that says the business is bigger than any one guy. Because you're like, there'll never be another Bruno Sammartino, and then, well, there'll never be another Hulk Hogan, and there'll never be another Stone Cold, there'll never be another Rock. I mean, the business is bigger than any one star, but Bruno kind of transcends the time.
Hacksaw, you were a guy, you were an awesome high school athlete, you were a letterman in a bunch of different sports.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You were getting recruited to play, I think, right by Ohio State. You ended up going to SMU.
Wait, yeah, he played football at SMU.
Paterno recruited me.
Get out of here. What's that story like? What did Joe Pa say to you, Hacksaw?
Oh, yeah. I was pretty highly recruited. You know, I'm from upstate New York. And, you know, I had 10 varsity letters for in football. My shot put record still stands today in Glens Falls 50 plus years later. I'm like, get those kids some Cheerios up there or something, you know. And I won the New York State Heavyweight Wrestling Championship undefeated. So I was recruited by Woody, by Paterno, by everybody. But the SMU offensive line coach, Bob Cutworth, came up to Glens Falls, big cowboy hat, cowboy boots, a big cowboy buckle. So, you know, this is in the 70s, stuck out like a sore thumb. But my mom fell in love with him, and she said, you know, if you go to Ohio State or Penn State, you'll be a number. You go down to SMU, and it was a great decision. I went down. I was able to start as a freshman. I was captain my senior year. But the biggest thing about it is that's where I met Fritz von Erich and opened up the doors to wrestling.
So the reason I asked that.
Wow, the von Erichs. Yeah, did you see that movie that just came out about the von Erichs hacksaw?
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah,
what did you make of that?
Well, I mean, it's the business. You know, a lot of folks try to compare us to sports teams. Our business is more like a rock and roll band. You know, you're in a different city, a different country, a lot of booze, a lot of drugs, a lot of women. Gosh, I miss the old days. That's the old joke. But a lot of people got caught up in that lifestyle and the von Erichs. You know, as they call it, the curse of the von Erichs.
So it was an accurate movie then? You thought it was a fair depiction?
Well, I didn't have much to do with Fritz. You know, I was way down the totem pole there. Mm-hmm. I was a jabroni. You know, I'd be setting up chairs in the ring and everything. I started off as Big Jim Duggan with short hair and clean shaven. And actually, you can find me on YouTube. I wrestled Hogan as Big Jim. Mm.
So were you playing a heel against Hogan, or is that when Hogan was still healing it up?
I think he was healing. I was just a jabroni Joe. I was doing a job for him. And then they sent me to Hawaii, and I wore a mask in Hawaii where I worked for High Chief Peter Maivia.
Oh, man.
Then I came back to Georgia Championship Wrestling. Then I went to Pensacola. Then I went to San Antonio, and that's where I developed the Hacksaw character. So out of 40 years in the business, probably 36 of them I've been Hacksaw. Those first four were pretty lean, brother.
Hacksaw, I got to ask, you being a legend in the pro wrestling world, who would be on your Mount Rushmore?
Oh, Hogan, Flair, you got to stick them in there, man. I mean, there's no question. They kind of transcend wrestling. And then the Rock, of course, maybe. I'm not sure who would be the – there's such a tie for that four spot, you know. People say Stone Cold. I said that. I think he was stunning Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah, he's a Hollywood blonde.
I beat him so bad he had to shave his head.
That's right.
I beat him so bad he had to shave his head and change his name. I should get a kickback on this Stone Cold thing.
Now, was Hogan kind of a D-bag? I hear mixed things on him.
No, I get along with the big guy, yeah. But, you know, I do. I've been down to his place in Clearwater and sang at a karaoke bar.
What did you sing?
Donnie went
to the place in Chicago. Yeah. What was the place called, Donnie?
Hogan's Hangout.
Hogan's Hangout.
He wasn't there. Yeah. It was a fun time.
Yeah, he came down. He bought drinks for a couple of rounds for the patrons, ice cream for the kids. I mean, he gets more bad press than anybody, but it's his kid, Nick. Mm. You know, and Hogan knows, like this last time, Nick got popped for DUI. Hogan went down there, and he knew every camera in the state was going to be on him, mm-hmm. but he still went down there to stand by his kid. So, you know, people are like, I give him credit for
And then he just saved that
kid.
Person's life, too. That car flipped over, and he said, grab my hand, brother. And he pulled that person out of the car a couple of months ago.
Yeah, Hogan's Hogan, and, you know, that's the one thing, you know, people don't realize about our business is how competitive it is. You know, people say, pro wrestling, that's all fake. That has nothing to do with it being competitive. I tell kids, you know, there's 1,000 NFL football players. There's probably, 300 NBA basketball players. There's 40 WWE wrestlers. It's television. It's more competitive than sports. And it's just not kids from America. You got kids from Japan, Australia, Europe. Everybody wants one of those 40 spots. It's an extremely competitive business. And people go, you guys are all good friends, aren't you? Like, oh, yeah, yeah. we're all real good tight. Yeah.
Hacksaw, almost 2 years ago now, this was a story that went pretty viral.
We loved
that home invasion. We watched your interview with Tucker Carlson. You're talking about having the guy spread eagle and everything like that. I mean, that had to be nuts.
No, it was actually pretty terrifying, man. We live in the country. We're 100 yards off the road. We got a fence and gate and cameras and everything. So just to have somebody come to the house was something. But I could hear somebody running down the porch, and as the guy burst into the doors, he tripped into the house. So as I came around the corner, he was right on his knees. So I was like,
took him down.
I Googled him, and I went right back on him, banging him on the porch. My wife stood on him for a second, and I reached in, and like I said, we got chickens and ducks and everything, and so I got a big 44 Model 29, the old Dirty Harry gun, that just so loud it scares off the fox.
Yeah.
And I grabbed that 44, and I came, and I watched the back door for a two count, like 1,001. I know somebody's coming in my back door. I was sure they were robbing me. And I came back to the guy in the on the porch. I had him spread eagle, and I said, "Don't you move, or I will shoot you." And I said, "I wish I came up with something like make my day or something, right?"
You should have gotten down in that football stance and tackled his ass.
It
was over 70. Are you kidding? I joke because Flair and Hogan call me kid.
Hacksaw.
And Jake says he's younger, but I want to see a birth certificate.
I wanted to ask you this. We got sidetracked with a bunch of cool stuff here just from you know, getting recruited by Ohio State and Penn State. But you play football in college, and you've been a huge hit with the crowds in the WWE. What can you describe, like, obviously you play in front of big crowds in football, but then it's different in pro wrestling. Can you describe the buzz that happens when you're, especially when you're a good guy, and you're coming through that curtain, and that crowd just erupts at the mention of your name and the music hitting?
At first, it was kind of hard making that transition because, you know, in football, you got 10 other guys around you, helmet, shoulder pads, the fans are 50 yards away from you. You know, all of a sudden, you're wrestling, you're in a pair of short shorts and patent leather boots, and the fans are right there. a stripper.
I know, wow. But it's got to – guys who have done it talk about how you just can't replicate that
buzz.
It's an
intoxicating buzz.
That it's just incredible when the crowd excites.
Well, you know, WrestleMania 3, think of that, 93,000 people. I ran down with the flag of the United States of America standing in the middle of the ring chanting, USA! USA! I get chills right now. I got goosebumps going. I mean, the whole place was standing up. It was just, it was amazing. Yeah, you can't replicate that. A moment in time. But, you know, and especially back in the golden age of Hogan, Macho, Warrior, I could do the USA thing pretty much all over the world. People in Australia would chant USA. People over in the UK would chant USA. Maybe not in Canada.
Now, what happened?
Oh, they had those Hart brothers up there. They had the Hart Foundation. You couldn't get that chant going. Now, Jim the Anvil Neidhart would run out at you.
Now, what happened with – so Andre the Giant, for a second, you mentioned his name. We had a hot dog eating contest here 2 days ago, Hacksaw. And the winning 10-minute contest, six hot dogs won the contest. Back in his prime, you sat Andre the Giant down like at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. How many hot dogs do you think he could eat in 10 minutes?
Well, you know, got to remember, Andre was a giant. I mean, nowadays there's a lot of 7-foot guys, you know, Shaquille, the Big Show. There's a lot. Back then, 7'2", 500 pounds, and he had those giant features.
Oh, yeah.
So I tell folks, if you've seen the movie Princess Bride, that's it, the Brute Squad. And Andre eating hot dogs, I don't know if there's a famous steakhouse down in Amarillo, Texas. He eats 72-ounce steak. If you eat it all with all its trimmings, it's free, you know, and very few people did it. Andre ate two of them.
Oh, my God. I love that picture of the beer can in his hand that's online. You ever see that one?
It looks like a toy.
Oh, yeah. It was a tough life, though, because like I said, back then, I mean, he was kind of a lonely guy. He couldn't fit into cars. It's hard to find clothes. Imagine trying to fly to Japan.
Imagine sitting on a toilet.
You can't get in the bathroom if you're flying. He's way too big to get in the airplane toilet. I mean, it was a tough life. But I got along with Andre, thank goodness. He elevated me from mid-card to main event guy because I knocked Andre out with my 2x4, which was a huge moment in my career.
Well, a huge moment for everybody will be tomorrow night when you're at the Riverhounds game. You can go to riverhounds.com to get tickets. There's a block party. The parking's already all sold out. The place will be packed. and they'll get that USA chant going for Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And you got to get out on the pitch there. That's what they call the soccer field. And right before it starts, Hacksaw, you got to let out a big, ho!
Well, I'll be hoeing, of course, brother. But, you know, the pitch is for the football, too. Now, I spend a lot of time in the U.K. They get hot as us for calling it soccer.
Yeah, they do.
They say it should be air ball. That NFL should be air ball.
Hey, Axel, how about Pitt now plays SMU, because SMU's in the ACC. They're going to go to Dallas this year. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, Mustangs are doing, you know, they got the death penalty. Well,
yes,
that's still a joke. Gene Okerlund used to say, we're going to talk to Hacksaw Duggan, who took a cut and pay to leave SMU and go to the Atlanta Falcons.
I like that line. All right, Hacksaw, thank you so much. It was an honor to
talk to you.
And would be thrilled to meet you.
Just let the Riverhounds know if they need somebody to stand in as goalie, I'll be there for them.
Can I get one more USA chant on the way out?
Well, we got to do a hole, brother. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. And if you guys are going to hole like you mean it. So, 1, 2, 3, ho!
See ya, Hacksaw.
That's some good hoeing.
Thank you. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, everybody. That was pretty sweet.
Was that everything you were hoping it would be?
Yeah.
It was for me.
I just wish he was here. I just wish
if he had come in the studio. We'd have gone till 4 o'clock.
I said the other day when Pony brought it up in our little group chat. I said if we get Hacksaw Jim Duggan in studio, it will be the greatest interview.
I had my Macho Man T-shirt ready for him, but Donnie,
how did he like Hulk Hogan?
Donnie, I don't think he realized, at least in the case of me and you, until a couple minutes in, that he was dealing with people who actually knew the industry terms and everything. I was like, you working heel in that match, and I heard a little ounce of surprise there. From him.
Man, he had that home invader spread eagle, huh?
How about his wife? What a badass she must be. She just stood on the guy.
Yeah, that's
honey,
a good point.
Just plant a foot on him. Who used to pin people like that?
That was an underrated point.
That,
that
was
story.
Always like a real like big man.
Like
type
a big
move.
Show type thing. Yeah. He'd just stand on a guy after a chokeslam. Yeah, hey, honey, just stand on this guy and don't let him move while I go get a gigantic Dirty Harry style
don't
magnum.
Don't you think if he had played for Paterno, he would have ended up in the NFL? Can't you see him playing inside linebacker for Joe?
I was going to ask. Well,
Jack Ham,
Jim Duggan,
linebacker.
Can you imagine him at the snap of the ball coming around the corner on like a cross blitz or something? Ho! Right as he's getting to the quarterback.
Oh man, Chris asked a good question. Do you think this will be the first soccer game of Hacksaw Jim Duggan's life?
He clearly not, though, because he just said he's in the U.K. so much
that he
has respect for the sport.
That is true.
And then there was a quick, he doesn't like the modern NFL with all the safety stuff, I think, or the lessened hitting. He says, call it air ball.
Yep.
The ball's in the air and you can't hit anybody. That was fun.
Somebody texted in during it and said that their great uncle is Big John Studd, and he used to wrestle Jim Duggan all the time.
I believe that's believable because Big John Studd's from Butler, yeah. John Studd was
Duggan.
Yes, they absolutely wrestled. Because Duggan was usually the good guy, the babyface big man, and Big John Studd was massive, dude.
Yeah, he had the body slam challenge with Andre at WrestleMania 1.
Yes, dude. Man, that was... Hacksaw also came up
Sounded pretty good for a 70-year-old that got his brains beaten in on a nightly basis. I thought he sounded pretty lucid, Mulsey.
He sounded real good. Oh, he has like a flawless memory of his career. I bet you if we had had him in here and said, we have like 45 minutes to talk to you, we carved it out, we're huge fans... The Andre stories he could have told that would have at least required very little like changing for FCC regulations, Pony, mm-hmm. would have blown your mind. Like the amount that the guy would drink in one sitting, like a whole barrel of wine, he would just put the whole thing down.
But how would he sit on a regular toilet?
He didn't. No. He clearly, you wouldn't have any reason to know this. Like I've read stories where he would just go in the bathtub of places. Like, and have it cleaned up, because he literally could not fit on hotel toilets.
Oh, my God.
But no, when he said sad, kind of lonely life, all true about Andre.
Speaking of Penn State, did you see LeVar Arrington Jr. committed there? You want to talk about feeling old. LeVar Arrington Jr. now headed to Penn State.
I
don't think that one's nearly as bad.
Like PZ Jr. makes me feel older than that.
Yeah,
that's
a good point.
I also saw last week you had Bettis' son... Ike Taylor's son
makes
Plax.
Me feel...
all going to Notre Dame.
Those all make me feel very old compared to LeVar Jr. I mean, I've also known of LeVar since I was like a kid, so he doesn't... He never struck me as he's that much older than me. I know he is,
I should be used to by now, guys who I watched their entire career from college all the way through, now seeing their kids matriculate into college football and then the
this
pros.
Particular guy is a big screw up now, and we kind of are bummed and annoyed at the way he's turned as a person, but Antonio Brown's probably going to have a kid who ends up playing, getting on like recruiting radars for something, I'm willing to bet, within what?
Which one? Doesn't he have
5 years?
Of them?
Yes. How about Dennis Rodman's daughter is like one of the best women's soccer players in the country, I think. She's on, I think, the U.S. women's national team.
Donnie, didn't you call games where Randy Moss's daughter was playing college basketball against President's Conference teams?
Sydney Moss played at Thomas More. She has the single game, I think it still stands, single game scoring record for like any Division III
player. That
it was
easily.
Like 63 points in a playoff game.
Trinity Rodman, U.S. women's national team star. I mean, we're all just ancient. Can you imagine if Michael Jordan's kids had been actually good enough to play in the pros? We're going to know about Bronny James will have a kid who's getting drafted into the NBA soon enough.
He just got a multi-million dollar deal.
4 years guaranteed. Nice. Can't love that at the end of the day, can he? Do you think deep down, Pony, he's embarrassed by all this? Bronny?
I would be.
I'd be mortified.
But I don't think he is.
I
think
hope
he feels
that
he's earned it. Thanks again to Hacksaw Jim Duggan. That was a lot of fun for us. Hopefully you enjoyed it. 93.7thefan.com, our podcast page. And he will be at the Riverhounds game tomorrow. They asked if we wanted tickets, and I have to politely decline because I have a big family reunion that I'm going to tomorrow.
I got the boys all day. Once I'm playing golf in the early morning, and then I got the boys.
But Don, if you want to go hang out with
you
Duggan,
should go.
Invitation stands.
God, dude, you should go, man. He'd be so pumped because he clearly appreciates the business. You love the business. You could swap stories. I feel like we'd get pictures. He'd take one look at you, your build, even 45 pounds down. He'd be like, you're my kind of guy.
What if he became like your mentor in this business? And the guy you called when you needed life advice was Hacksaw Jim.
He ended every call with a, and Donnie, remember, no matter how high or how low you get, ho!
Those are some good hoes. He had some sneaky good lines there, especially early on.
He's clearly
the Ric Flair line was a good one.
He's clearly got a couple lines he sets up for himself no matter what and makes sure he hits his marks.
All right, so we're drafting the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Brian tweets in before we do that. My great-grandpa was next-door neighbors with Andre the Giant in North Carolina, which is where he lived. One of the nicest guys ever, and every drinking story is true. He could outdrink a small village and walk away. He lived on like a horse farm, literally. That was
it's
his
a
thing.
Good thing he made a lot of money wrestling, because that would be so expensive.
I think a lot of the time
much
it was
and
just
drink that much and whatnot.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the time it was Andre's drinking here. It's on the house, buddy.
Yeah,
like,
I mean
the publicity.
That's what I was thinking.
The publicity
like,
for our bar.
He walks into your bar. Like,
no,
you're not charging
I agree, but I'm saying if he was just a dude that was that big who didn't play sports or wasn't a celebrity, he would have been effed.
Correct. I think Big Show had the same like pituitary disease he had, but he got it fixed basically.
All right, so wrestling draft here.
Got to take one singles wrestler,
one
a tag,
tag team,
a women's wrestler, and then either a manager or an announcer.
Well,
somebody
then,
who inhabited that capacity.
So I have the first pick, Donnie second, Malzie's third.
No, not where I wanted to be.
Because of the rules, I'm exercising a loophole. I don't know where I'm going to play her yet, but she's got position versatility. I'm taking Trish Stratus. She could be my female wrestler. She could be my manager.
You have to declare it, I think, right now.
No, I don't.
You have to declare. You can't just slot her in. You have
Why?
To declare. That's part of the strategy of the draft is knowing where you're picking somebody and for what category. You drafting Trish the wrestler or Trish the manager?
Manager.
Okay.
Wait. Wrestler. No.
Make up your damn mind.
Manager.
I hate you.
She's so hot.
Wow, Pony. Thanks for that revelatory.
He's going to use that pick at the end and then argue like that's why he won the draft.
That's my analysis.
He's fallen. He's just playing
HGQ.
To the. Yeah, he's playing
the horny
guy
quotient. Damn
yeah.
Right on a Friday in July I am.
He's thinking about all those horny guys out there who love Trish Stratus.
How do you argue it?
I don't argue it. I'm just saying you kind of went for cheap heat here. That's like, you're like a wrestler saying it's great to be back here in whatever town I'm in. Donnie?
Yeah. So since I feel like there are so many like male singles you could go with, I'm not worrying about that right now. Feel kind of the same way about the manager/announcer/whatever. I'm going to get my tag team off the board. I'm taking Legion of Doom.
They were considered by me.
Easiest pick to forecast. I would have bet my entire life savings you were taking Legion of Doom.
Really?
Yes.
I probably would have taken them first overall because I think you get Legion of Doom, you're already kind of ahead of the game with tag teams. I mean, there's a few others that stack up, but I feel like the consensus when you bring up tag team wrestling to people,
they're great.
Road Warriors.
I'm not going to dog you here. I'm not going to dog. And they had the coolest looking entrance of any tag team. I'm not going to dog that.
The Four Horsemen a tag team?
Stable. Oh. A faction, if you will. Yeah, I can take my singles wrestler second here. I don't have to do anything. But I'm going to take the guy who I think is more influential than anybody. He wasn't the most crossover appeal guy, but for the most rabid period in wrestling history where they made the most money. About what?
Virgil?
97, 98 to 2001. One dude. They couldn't even turn him into a bad guy because people just refused to do anything but cheer like insane people. The most bankable star in wrestling history, in my opinion, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Bottom line.
A little after my time, but...
That's the bottom line. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like Jim Duggan would have agreed with that.
No, I think there was some heat there. He knows he's great, but I think there was heat.
I was a little bit surprised. He quickly named three that I don't know.
Then he did like a bit off of Austin.
I don't know if I would have agreed with, and then he kind of brushed off the thought of Stone Cold.
No love for Dusty Rhodes.
I'm going Austin here because not only did he pop the roof off the place every time his music hit, but he also could actually wrestle and work in the ring, and he could do good matches. There's one guy who couldn't do that.
I might be taking him if he's still on the board next.
Too bad. I'm going to go with my announcer next here, actually, because my manager announcer. It's got to be Jesse Ventura,
damn
of course.
I was hoping he came back to me.
Why don't you tell me, Gorilla?
I like that guy.
I mean, just ridiculous. He was the greatest heel announcer ever.
Don?
So I'm also going to go that route, and this is where I thought Malzy was going to go with it.
I know.
This guy was a great manager, also a great announcer. But he did it both.
So what are you going to pick now?
I know, but I like listening.
He did managing and announcing,
so he could check either box.
He has to declare one, though.
No, it's you're just saying he's in that category only.
Yeah,
he's
not, okay.
You were doing
one.
Between women's wrestling or manager announcer.
Okay.
This guy was
just writing
it
down.
Both.
Yeah.
Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yeah, he was
pretty good. Went with Ventura usually made me laugh way harder. For some reason, it was because
him on the board high.
He and his partner on the broadcasts were just terrific together. Heenan's a good pick, though. I love my first two picks. I feel unbelievably good about this draft.
So now it's back to me.
For two, you got singles, tag, and women's all available to you.
I'm not going to take singles. I'm going to save singles for last. You know why?
You don't have to. Well, you might have to because
I want to have Donnie pick between Hogan and Flair and see which one he goes with.
Okay.
All right, so I've got to pick an announcer here. No, I got to pick a women's wrestler.
Yeah. He can't even name one, probably.
Yeah, I can. I'll take Britt Baker because I'm friends with her.
I think Britt is really good. She's like worked some like looks like death matches where she's bleeding all over the place. That's cool.
I mean, she's the among people that are eligible here. She's the only one I would say I have an acquaintance with. I'm going to see her next week at the celebrity softball.
Does she usually work as a heel or a face, Donnie?
I have no idea. I've never seen her wrestle before.
I think usually a face.
Which is surprising. If she was a heel, I think that's why she would like be friends with him.
I haven't watched AEW in quite some time.
Wait a minute.
Though.
Can I repeal the pick?
No, you can't. You made
it's
the
already
pick.
In.
Picks damn
in.
It.
Picks in.
Oh, no, I had a better pick.
Too bad. Your own ego got the best of you. Your ego got the best of you.
I should have taken Moolah. I love Moolah. She was a looker, too, back in the day. Way back in the day.
What, before photography?
Before electricity.
I think Prohibition was her era.
They're making daguerreotypes of her?
You know what? I'm taking the Hulkster.
You're panicking in this draft right now.
Yeah,
you really are.
But that's okay. I have Trish Stratus on my team.
Yeah, all the
good
horny
team captain.
Horny guys unite.
It's like having Mahomes. You can kind of screw the rest of it up.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's never been another woman in wrestling who was very attractive. You're right.
That measures up to her? Good luck with that, Malzy.
There are a lot of Stacey Keibler types out there.
Yep, yes.
Me? I'll give you one that not only stacks up, is better. And came from the hottest era.
I already know
of
who you're
pro
picking.
Wrestling. You want to talk about some HGQ? You want to talk about the horny guy quotient? I'm taking Sable as my female singles.
I don't know if I know her.
Sure you
don't. You don't know her?
Should I?
Web browser probably does.
I like that girl Sunny better than her. She was a looker. She's gotten herself in quite a bit of trouble, though. Didn't Jesse have like 9 DUIs?
Your web browser does is an all-time. Sunny's a bad person. I'm glad Donnie didn't pick her. Sable's married to Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congratulations Sable on
once,
all his success.
Sable also once won a bikini contest by coming out for a pay-per-view with just two big handprints where her bikini top was supposed to be.
Can you find that for me? We need to speed this up. Two picks, Mulsey.
Yeah, my tag team, I'm taking it. Donnie, get the tables. The Dudley Boys.
Oh, damn it. That
legendary.
Was the only really tag team that I knew.
Dudley Boys, easy, great gimmick. They put people through tables. They put Mae Young through a table. Wonderful. You know what? Women's wrestler, I could take Ric Flair's daughter, but I'm not. I like that Rhea Ripley. She's awesome.
Is she new?
She whoops ass. She was like a blonde bombshell type, and now she's like dark hair, piercings, goth. And she's very cool. I'm a big fan of Rhea Ripley.
Never really seen her wrestle. Don?
Back to me. Okay, so this is my male single.
Yeah.
I'm going to surprise you guys here because I've said in the past I'm not like an overly huge fan of this person. Like, I mean, I'm a fan of him, but I'm not, you know, to the level that some people are. However, one of the longest careers, one of the most successful careers in pro wrestling history, he pretty much transcended like 3 or 4 generations of wrestling fans. I'm going with the Dead Man. I'm going Undertaker.
I'm shocked by that.
I had Ric Flair already written in.
So Flair's going to go undrafted. Interesting. All right. My Mr. Irrelevant is a tag team.
This is going to be a funny one. I know it.
I'm taking Earthquake and Typhoon.
The natural disasters. I actually like it.
They were some big guys, and they could F you up. They were some big dudes. What was their combined weight? A ton?
They were.
I'm pretty sure their theme song was just like a rumbling noise.
They were each 1,000
like
pounds.
Team.
What do you think they are? As heavy as cows?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!